This is NPR.
Good morning, everyone. Thanks, guys. Kenya's main opposition party is again urging nationwide protest after the African Union failed to resolve a dispute over last month's presidential election. Incumbent Mwai Kibaki won another term in the voting. More than 500 people have been killed and another 250,000 displaced in ethnic fighting over the results. Today, a spokesperson from rival Raila Odinga's camp calls those results, quote, illegal, and asks supporters to hit the streets. Democratic Senator John Kerry has thrown his support to presidential hopeful Barack Obama. The party's 2004 nominee endorsed Obama yesterday in South Carolina, 2 weeks before the primary there.
Martin Luther King said that the time is always right to do what is right. And I'm here in South Carolina because this is the right time to share with you, to make sure that we know that I have the confidence and that Barack Obama can be, will be, and should be the next president of the United States.
Kerry went with the Illinois senator over his own former running mate, former Senator John Edwards. In other political news, Democrat Dennis Kucinich wants a recount in New Hampshire. Not for himself so much. The presidential hopeful got less than 2% of the vote in that state's primary. Instead, Kucinich wants to know what happened to Barack Obama's double-digit lead in pre-election polls. Obama ended up losing to Hillary Clinton by 2 percentage points. Now Kucinich cites serious and credible reports, allegations, and rumors about the integrity of Tuesday's results, including a discrepancy between ballots counted by hand and ones counted by machine. The Deputy Secretary of State tells the AP he has every confidence the results are right. A couple of notes, Kucinich asked his backers to consider Obama their second choice in the Iowa caucus, and the Deputy Secretary of State says Kucinich is entitled to a recount, he just has to pay for it himself. That's the news. It's always online at npr.org.
This is NPR.
Allison, back to you.
Thanks, Laura.